And joining us now on the ticket hotline, he wanted to come on specifically this morning to make a big announcement, he says, is Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, Sean, you got to be quiet a moment. Ticket radio. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Nobody. Sometimes I just like talking to myself.
It's only like you said Sean.
Maybe you just heard some weird interference here on the telephone line. I'm on the Bravo Eugenia right now. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just pulled up to Sneaky Peaks here on Louisville Lake, Louisville. And I got a friend in from out of town, and we're just living it up. I'm just kind of showing him my boat and kind of showing him what's been going on since he left Dallas. And
What friend is that?
It's nobody. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Someone we wouldn't know, I guess.
I'm sure you guys are wanting to hear my big announcement.
We'd love to.
Yeah.
I'm here to announce that Sean Payton will not factor into my decision of whether or not to close curtains or not.
Okay. Well, that's not what we were
stuck on, the whole curtain thing.
Nothing will factor into that decision. Light coming in the end of the stadium is 10,000th on my list of things I'm concerned about.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Yeah.
You want to clarify that? Because that seems to be a problem.
Sure, I'll clarify it. Ahead of it on the list, what's for dinner tonight? What went wrong with Tori Spelling's breast implants? Who killed Brittany Murphy? What's the deal with avocado toast? I mean, I got 999,000 of these things. A lot of them. I don't give a damn what the Cowboy fans or the players say. I want them curtains open.
Yeah, sadly, that seems to be the case, and I think that's upsetting a lot of people because we think that should be way higher on your list.
I can tell you this. I'm committed to keeping them curtains open. I tell you what I'm not committed to. That's Mike McCarthy.
He's your coach.
Yeah, Jeb, but why should I commit to McCarthy when he hasn't committed to winning football games?
Well, okay. He gave him a 5-year contract.
Uh-huh, and I regret it. I regret it. That's my second biggest regret. Speaking of Jerry Jr.
Come on.
He's with me here on the Bravo Eugenia. He's in the little kids' daycare that we had built into this thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I'm evaluating Mike McCarthy right now.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, after we finish talking, I'm on a disembark off of the Bravo Eugenia and head into my sports pyramid to study tape on Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if McCarthy's coaching looks as bad on film as I remember it in real life.
Yeah, we didn't know you watched film.
I know. Well, I'm mad at him.
Are you?
I'm mad at him. Yeah. He manured in my office last week.
What?
Now, he claims it was dark and he got lost and wandered into my office and had to go manure. But I think he was mad at me because I haven't given him a public vote of confidence.
Yeah, maybe he's just marking his territory.
And a lot of people talking that I may want to bring Sean Payton back here.
Right.
Turn this back into Payton's place. But I got to say, I think it's a little bit fascinating, don't you?
It is.
To bring a Lee Harvey Oswald lookalike back into Dallas.
He does look like Lee Harvey Oswald, yes.
The city where he did his most iconic work.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I tell you, well, I remind you, Lee Harvey Oswald moved from New Orleans to Dallas.
Interesting.
He sure did. Yeah.
He sure did.
That's a parallel.
Sean Payton, New Orleans to Dallas, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Much like Lee Harvey Oswald, I'm trying to act alone here to bring another Super Bowl winning coach to the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, another parallel for you. Oswald got off 3 shots, and so did I. Steven, Charlotte, Jr.
All right. You're really stretching it here.
I'm teasing. I meant 3 Super Bowls. 3 Super Bowls.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you
that's
go.
Right. That's right. I tell you.
Mike McCarthy's online, too.
Oh, tell him I'm avoiding this call still. All right.
You're not even taking his calls?
No, I'm not taking his calls. I don't care to talk to him. You ever try to talk to him, all he does is mumble and say, you know, a whole bunch. Pronounces things weird.
Well, he's from Pittsburgh. That's just how they talk up there.
He always talks like he's got about a half-chewed cheeseburger in each cheek when he's wording to you.
Well, then make a decision. Why are you dragging this thing out like this?
Because it's drama. And that's what sports fans love. They love the drama of
it. Yeah, well, you really love it.
I love it, too. As long as people are talking about you, I don't care if they're saying bad stuff about you. Any press is good press. Yeah. And I'm going to stretch this story out because I know the story isn't us winning a Super Bowl. So I'm going to try to overshadow the Super Bowl with our coaching controversy.
You've done it before.
That's always the goal for the Dallas Cowboys is to steal anybody's thunder who's actually in the Super Bowl. You know how it goes. Hey, Jub.
Huh?
Keep curving it around, would you?
Okay, I'll try. See ya. There he goes, Jarrah, from aboard the Bravo Eugenia. It is 8:40.